says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Welcome back, folks. We're starting our second hour here of the Trump phenomenon here on May 17th, 2020. Larry in Texas is asking the extremely important question, what can Donald Trump, Larry said, well, he's the president. So what's he doing to stop the complete trashing of our Bill of Rights, the destruction of our nation? And so I'm going to endeavor to give my answer, Larry. Okay. And if you have a dissent from what I'm saying, just break right in. I'll give you a chance here in a second to hear your view. And I've said this on this show for, I guess, years. Time flies when you're having fun. Donald Trump, many people have, said, wait a minute, Donald Trump needs to do this, or he needs to do that, or he's not doing enough. And various forms of distress that Donald Trump isn't doing enough. And my answer on all the questions, whatever it may be, including this one here, which is the lockdown of our economy, is that Donald Trump has a Herculean task that no man has ever been asked to. No man has ever been put in the saddle that Donald Trump is in. He's one single man with his wife, Melania, who came down the escalator in July, was it, of 2015. He didn't come to Washington. First of all, it was a miracle. He had to get elected first. He didn't have a chance to build some machine or some giant organization of a cohort of people. He had to beat 16 Republicans, including the only good one in the group. Well, there are two good ones. Let's see, two or three good ones. Rand Paul was a good one. Ted Cruz was a good one. And I think there was one other good one. But was Mike Huckabee in there? I don't know. But he had to do the impossible, which is get elected first. Then he shows up on January 20th, 2017 and gets sworn in. He is now in the lion's den. He is now in the viper pit. He is surrounded by, and little did he know, Barack Obama and James Comey and Peter Strzok and John Brennan and James Clapper, they had him all set up. They were using the intelligence, all the powers of the FBI and other intelligence agencies, the CIA, they were doing everything they could to set up and destroy Donald Trump without his knowledge, of course. So Donald Trump is getting bushwhacked. He's getting ambushed. And this is happening from every department, and even from departments he never thought of, like the Centers for Disease Control. I'll bet you Donald Trump never spent 5 minutes thinking about the Centers for Disease Control. He just assumed, probably mistakenly, that this is just a professional agency. These are just doctors who their concern is health and blah, blah. These are not my ideological sworn enemies who will do anything to destroy me. That's actually what they are. But he couldn't guess that. And so he's in this case here to explain what's happened here. Why hasn't the president, why didn't he stop the lockdown? Donald Trump never saw it coming. I don't know what day of the week it was, but Monday, we'll just take that day. Monday, he was in charge of a booming, soaring economy. Everything booming. Everything, every industry, every business, for all people.
James.
Of
James,
every ethnicity.
James,
now, wait, but on Tuesday, hang on, and I'll let you talk. Hang on, I'll let you talk. But on Tuesday, he's got this Centers for Disease Control crowd that come in, lie to him, tell him that the Neil Ferguson model from the London University Hospital, that 2.2 million Americans are going to die unless The economy is shut down immediately. He got bushwhacked by that. He was lied to, and he wasn't ready for it. So now, since then, he's had a whole education. He's seen videos like Dr. Knut Witkowski. I'm sure he's seen that. I'm sure he's seen Scott Atlas, because Scott Atlas is interviewed on the Tucker Carlson Show, and Donald Trump religiously watches the Tucker Carlson Show and the Sean Hannity Show and praises them both to the skies. So Donald Trump now understands, at least maybe not to the extent that we do, which is kind of presumptuous of us to speak that way, but he understands to some great degree, and maybe as much as any of us, that he got had, he got hosed, the same way all the rest of us got hosed. And he is trying his best to end the lockdown right now. He's trying his best to win the election on November 3rd. He's doing everything he can as one man who puts his pants on one leg at a time, who has bureaucracies that hate him, that will do anything, including killing. And they've killed a lot of people with this lockdown. They will do anything to stop him. Now it's your turn, Larry. Go ahead.
Is he not listening to all these things that we're hearing about the background of Fauci? Does he not have access to that same information?
Okay, good question. I'll try to make my answer short. If you remember, he had a tweet a couple weeks ago in which he said, fire Fauci. And he was actually in the process of firing, not firing. He can't. Here's an interesting point. He can't fire Fauci. Fauci is a civil servant who even the president of the United States can't fire him. He's not a political appointee. If the president wanted to get rid of Fauci, he would have to.
Fauci doesn't need to be removed. He needs to be arrested.
He needs to be thrown in prison. Yes, he does.
He and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and all these people that he surrounded himself with, they all need to go to jail. And
okay.
Listen.
Wait, now hang on, Larry. Let's just pause.
He hangs with.
Larry, you said something important. All these people he surrounded himself with, he didn't surround himself with Anthony Fauci. He inherited Anthony Fauci as the head of the virus and epidemiology department of the federal government. He inherited him. Fauci was in charge. He also inherited Nurse Ratched, Deborah Birx, and he didn't surround himself with these people. These people were baked in the cake. He was stuck with them. Now, he got hosed. If he had known what he knows now, if he could see Witkowski, I'm sure he didn't know about Witkowski. I'm sure he was unaware of Dr. Scott Atlas of Stanford University Hospital. I'm sure he was unaware of these people, just as you and I were. So he got hosed. He got fooled. And the lockdown, remember, the lockdown, Donald Trump did not. He hasn't locked down a single state. All the lockdowns are by idiot governors, including Republican governors. Is South Dakota an exception? The Republican governor of South Dakota, I think, has distinguished herself. But it was idiot governors who engaged in the lockdown. And also all the countries of the Western European world, they all marched like lemmings because this virus vaccine establishment in the public health departments of every country, it's an established mafia, and it's in every one of our countries. So, and all these countries, they got caught by surprise. Now, the left-wing governments, people like Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron of France, they love it. They love the lockdown. All left-wingers love the lockdown. The only people who don't love it are right-wing leaders like Donald Trump. And he has fought against the lockdown, and he's trying to end it right now. Could he have done a better job if he'd known all that he knows now? you know, 2 months ago? Yes, he could have. But, I could be a billionaire if I, you know, I can list a certain number of things I could have done 20, 30 years ago, and I'd be a billionaire. So what? Who cares? Donald Trump is nonstop, Larry. He is doing what he can, as much as he can. He's working. Maybe you work as hard as he does. I don't.
Thanks.
He's
James,
working like,
listen,
yeah, go ahead.
Listen, okay, now I want to say a little bit, because you pretty well dominated this whole conversation. I'd like to talk a little bit if I can. Okay.
Okay.
Are you aware of Bill Gates' speech, his TED Talk several years ago, where he said that there were too many people on the planet and that we needed to depopulate?
Yes, Bill Gates is a monster, but let's talk
about... Are you familiar with the fact that he said that he wanted, that they were going to use vaccines to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so...
But we're talking about Donald Trump.
If we are, absolutely. Because Donald Trump
I hate Bill Gates. I hate Bill Gates. I despise him.
Okay.
I despise him as
okay.
much as you do.
Why in the world?
But let's come back to the president.
Let me talk. One second. Let me talk, because I didn't butt in when you were talking. I listened to what you had to say, and you've pretty well dominated this conversation. I understand it's your show, but I don't call in very often. But if you'll let me,
go.
I have a point to make. Okay.
Go,
if,
Larry.
If Bill Gates made these statements that he was going to do this, why in the hell did our president just order 500 million syringes that have this ID, this ID chip in them? Is that not complicit?
He didn't. No, he didn't do that.
What do you mean? Who did
it? No, he did not order 500 million syringes with ID chips in them.
When they're calling for a vaccine within an 18 months.
But Larry.
Months. Wait,
no.
Wait.
Donald Trump did not do that.
Saying,
that's a fantasy made of fact.
This is his words. When they said 18 months, they want to have a vaccine so that we can open back up. And Trump said, no, I want to have this done by the end of this year. He wants to have a vaccine.
No, that's correct. That's a true statement.
When the people who are developing
that's a true statement. Your thing about ID chips is false.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're all involved.
Hang on. Larry, you're confusing. Larry, you got to keep your facts straight. Larry, you got to keep your facts straight. Donald Trump is, as the president of the United States, you and I can say vaccines suck. Okay, so we'll say it together right now. One, two, three. Vaccines suck. As the president, you and I cannot expect Donald Trump to also say that. He can't. He would be roasted on a spit. He can't do that.
He's the president.
Okay? He can do the best.
He's the president. He's the president.
Yes, he's the president,
helpless.
And he would be roasted
he
on a spit.
He could remove
turn
those
slowly.
People and say, look, he could remove those people and say, look, you have screwed up our economy. You have led us down a place. It's obvious now to most people that we have been screwed.
Yes. Who's been saying it? Who said it first? Me, right here.
They're
and I've been
using
saying
the
it nonstop
dialectic.
ever since day one.
Problem.
I've been saying it ever since day one. You've been hearing it right here, Larry. Now, Larry, Yeah, but Larry,
you've been pro-Trump. When Trump is doing this, he's in charge. This is his administration. He's not helpless.
Okay, and Larry, now listen. I'm going to shift over, Larry. I appreciate. I'm going to answer exactly what you just said, and I'm going to shift over to Dan in Texas, because you and I have been going for quite a while here. But I'm going to spend a little bit more time. Listen to what I have to say, and you're welcome to call in, you know, tomorrow or the next day, and it can continue on the same theme. But I want to now address what you've said, and then we're going to shift to Dan. So I am taking the mic away from you momentarily, And don't worry, you can always talk on this show. And I appreciate your thoughts, Larry. They're very cogent. Okay, now here's, folks, this is my answer to what Larry is saying. And it's a common, I think, mistake on the part of patriots to think that because Donald Trump is president of the United States, he just by that fact became God. He didn't. It is a miracle that he is even alive. He is surrounded by traitors. He didn't surround himself with traitors. He didn't surround himself with Birx and Fauci. Like all these other pukes that completely control the FBI. And Donald Trump has said it. No president, no one has ever called the top of the FBI. What did he call them? Dirty cops. Let that sink in, folks. Your president has called all of everybody on the seventh floor of the FBI building, right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street from the White House. He's called that entire seventh floor dirty cops. Now, that's not a president who's leading us astray. That's not a president with no balls. That is an incredibly brave man to call the entire top of the FBI, the most powerful police agency in the world, dirty. What stronger term could you do? If you wanted to really chop down somebody at the head of a police agency, what would be the nastiest thing you could say about him? Dirty cop. And that's what the president has said over and over again. And the press, what is the term he has used? Hundreds of times, hundreds. Enemy of the people. You couldn't make a stronger statement than that. So what I'm trying to get folks to appreciate is don't be disappointed. Don't be crushed that Donald Trump did not become God. The last thing you said, Larry, you said, why doesn't he just fire all these people? Answer, it's an easy one to answer, Larry. He can't. He can't fire all. Do you know what a civil servant is? The president, a civil servant's protection is greater than the power of the president. He's got a union. He's got grievance committees. He's got his buddies lined up all the way around the block. You can't just, the president can't waltz into the State Department and say, okay, everybody, line up. Hey, guess what? You're fired. He can't do that. Can't do it. Can't do it. He won't do it. He can't do it. He can appoint a Secretary of State. Mike Pompeo is great. He can do that. He's got to appoint one that can get, he has to get it confirmed. He can't unilaterally appoint anybody. They have to be confirmed. He has some appointments that are unilateral. He can appoint his own staff unilaterally. But cabinet members. So he has to get it confirmed. And he has done an incredible job. And he is doing, let's go right now. Let me go over to his Twitter. Let's go to his account and just see. He does it minute by minute. It's happening in front of our eyes. This greatest patriot president ever. And he is astounding. And so, he just dumped another 100,000 followers, 79.9 million followers. So shortly to be 80 million followers. Okay, what has he said? 1 minute ago, what did the president say, Larry? 1 minute ago, the wall is going up fast, 184 miles as of today. That was a promise he made. No other president, no other high national figure has ever pledged, I'm going to build a damn wall, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be a beauty. And in spite of intense opposition of every kind, including impeachment this, impeachment that, subpoenaing of all of his records, all of his taxes, everything, every kind of harassment you can imagine, he's building the wall. He's got time to do that. And we'll go down the list. We'll be back in just a moment, and then we're going to go to Dan in Texas also.
A giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seen John Trump. All right, so let's go. We've got we have a couple more callers here, but let me get to Dan in Texas. Dan, are you there?
James, I'm here, James.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, here's what concerns me. After listening to his briefing on Friday, where he marches out the new vaccine expert from India and marches out the 4-star general.
Right.
So far, what I've seen is from day one, he's very slowly, one step at a time, implementing the Bill Gates program. There's absolutely no need.
Okay, now let me back you up. You say from the beginning of what? His presidency
from the beginning of this fraudulent crisis.
Have you given up on Donald? So, Dan, if that's true, if you think that Donald Trump is dedicated to implementing the Bill Gates agenda, then you've got to be against Donald Trump. You have
I'm
to hate
certainly
him.
Against the Bill Gates agenda.
You have to
agenda.
Hate him.
Well, if I'm
Donald Trump
the Bill is, Gates agenda,
I mean, let me put it this way:
support it.
Yeah, but Dan, here's the problem. This is like hating your own mother. Okay, Donald Trump or father. Donald Trump is the best thing that has ever happened to you as a patriot in your life, hands down. There's no other person or event in your life on the American political scene that has helped you or given you a better chance at saving your freedom than Donald Trump. Now, when you say he's doing
well,
his best to implement the Bill
James,
Gates...
the last no. 5 months doesn't bear that out.
Well, this virus is only a couple of months. It's not 5 months. Five months ago, the American economy was booming.
We've known about this since
Donald
December.
Trump. Bill Gates hates Donald Trump, okay? And I assure you the feeling's mutual with Donald Trump. He's not implementing the Bill Gates agenda. He's not, I'm sure, Bill Gates, I'll give you an example. That refutes what you're saying. You got to watch the evidence, okay? We on the right, we throw our own overboard way too easily, okay? We nitpick each other to death. Okay, Donald Trump, what did Donald Trump do when he found out about the World Health Organization, which I'm sure he knew nothing about prior to, you know, very little. I'm sure he knew very little, probably one of his least concerns. But when he found out about Tedros, the Ethiopian Marxist communist who is the head of the World Health Organization. When he found out that the World Health Organization was functioning as a mouthpiece for the communist dictators of Red China, what did I'll ask you to answer the question. What did the president do immediately?
Well,
He announced he was cutting off the money to the World Health Organization, which the U.S. contributes $400 million a year, and which is like 90% of their budget, or a huge percentage of their budget. In other words, he was chopping them off at the knees. Okay, now what did Bill Gates do? The same week that Donald Trump said, I'm taking the World Health Organization out, what did Bill Gates do? Donald Trump's big friend. The guy who Donald Trump is promoting, okay? Bill, according to you, Bill Gates contributed another $150 million of his money to the World Health Organization, added to the $4 billion of his money contributed previously. That doesn't sound like Donald Trump and Bill Gates are on the same page. It sounds like they are at exact extreme opposites.
Well, James, I repeat, it's awfully concerning that they've got the military involved in this program.
Okay, let me answer that. That's a good question.
When this vaccine comes out, do what?
Okay, that's an easy one to answer, and I hope I'll satisfy you with this answer, Dan. The president, the left is trying to get rid of Donald Trump. Of course, you're aware of that. They will do anything to get rid of the man who is your leader. He's the leader of the patriot cause. You take Donald Trump off the horse, and we ain't got nothing, Dan. We don't have a movement without the leader who inspired this big movement. There was no big movement before Donald Trump. There was nobody, name to me the last patriot leader that you know of who could get 50,000 people at the snap of his fingers, roaring right-wing patriots just like you and me. There is no such other person. Stay there. I don't want you to go away. I want to dispel some. I want to allay some of your worries. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
We're back, folks.
Back before.
And, you know, my interlocutors here, our callers, are making some points that deserve careful answering. And I don't want to miss any of the points they make. Dan, you just made the point. I'm concerned when the president brings in the military to create a vaccine. You said that, correct?
Well, that he's going to deploy, I think he said something like 1 million military and other forces to distribute this vaccine.
Okay, now,
no military
all right, now, I'll answer, I'm going to allay
vaccine.
Your concern. Okay, I'm going to allay your concern. So Donald Trump has used just recently to make the point. Donald Trump has found, like the Border Patrol, they love Donald Trump. And they are a paramilitary type organization. Or I'd call them a military organization. They carry guns. They carry badges. They can make arrests and they can shoot back. That's the Border Patrol. They love Donald Trump. One of the few governmental agencies that do. There's another governmental branch, so to speak, that loves Donald Trump. It's called the U.S. military, not the generals. The generals are by and large pukes, because to become a general, it's a miracle that that Mike Flynn became a three-star general, because the way it goes now, as I understand it, you're not going to get to the general staff if you are not politically correct. But in the ranks, the military loves Donald Trump. Overwhelmingly, they vote for Donald Trump. So he has found friends in the military, and they have delivered. So, for instance, when the media, remember, the media's goal is to get rid of Trump, destroy him. So every day you turn on your TV and you're going to see the latest dirty tactic of the left. For instance, Donald Trump didn't make enough masks. Okay. He's depriving us of masks. He's killing us. He's a racist. Not enough masks. He must be a racist. He's killing black people. Black people need masks. Okay. So what is Donald Trump's answer? His answer is to produce 100 billion. You know, I'm just making up a number. He has drowned the nation in masks. And he goes down the list this way. Not enough gowns. He's drowned the country in gowns. Not enough ventilators. He's caused the building of tens of thousands of ventilators. He's exporting them. He's giving them to India now. He's making the point. He's taking the argument away from the left. So he's taking their whines away. So when they said, oh, he wasn't ready. We don't have hospital rooms. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's not New York City's fault. Okay, it's not the corrupt politicians in New York City that are to blame. Donald Trump just says, okay, you don't have hospital rooms? Bingo. Here's a 1,000-bed hospital ship. Bang. And then the puke, Eric Garcetti, mayor of L.A., and the puke governor of California complained in the same way. He goes, bang. Here's another 1,000-bed hospital ship with 1,200 military on board. So why does Donald Trump use the military as actively as he does? I'll give you another example. When the puke Chuck Schumer said, we're not going to let you build the wall. You can't build the wall. We don't want a wall. We want open borders. Who did Donald Trump turn to get the damn construction started? The United States Army Corps of Engineers, the Army, the military. So the military, Donald Trump does command the military. So here's what he's doing with the latest thing with the vaccines. He's not like you and not like me. He can't go up at the platform as the president of the United States and say, you know, I got my doubts about vaccines. You know, I think I don't want any damn vaccine. I don't think these things work. And I think they poison us. He can't say that. You and I can say that, but he can't. So when the liberal left media says, we don't have enough vaccines. We need vaccines. Or when Fauci, guess what he's done here? Get it. Fauci says, we'll have a vaccine in a year. And meanwhile, we have to keep the whole damn economy shut down. In other words, wreck the whole thing. Wreck America. This little puke, Fauci. So what is Donald Trump's response? He can't say, oh, no, we don't want vaccines. Instead, he says, okay, Fauci, you little puke, you little piece of crud. With your mask on, standing behind me. Notice Donald Trump doesn't ever wear a mask, and he never will. He's a man. Donald Trump says, okay, you want to make us wait a year for a vaccine? I'll get a vaccine in 10 weeks. In other words, that's the can-do philosophy of Donald Trump. He's not going to force you to take the vaccine, Dan, or anybody else. He's not going to have any, when he has the military help him, because the military has tremendous scientists, and he's learned that the military is full of patriots. He's learned that the CDC is a bunch of rats. He doesn't want the CDC to make a vaccine. He doesn't want the CDC to be in charge of it. He completely bypassed them. The whole thing on testing, recall the testing. Donald Trump was told he was lied to by Fauci and Birx and all the rest of these SOBs. They said, well, we've got testing. We got this under control. We got testing. They were lying. The CDC was totally inept, totally incompetent. They didn't have tests. So what the president said is, to hell with you guys. I'm going to get on the phone right here. This is the way he works. Give me the president of General Electric. Give me the president of General Motors. And, hello, yeah, who's it? Oh, Mr. President. Hi, yeah, this is the president of General Motors. I want you to make some ventilators right now. Starting when, Mr. President? Starting this minute. And I want 10,000 ventilators from you. You can make them. I want them. And he stomped on those guys. So he was able to say, when the pukes like Anderson Cooper and all these other creeps like Chris Cuomo, when they said, we don't have ventilators, and Andrew Cuomo, we don't have ventilators. I need 30,000 ventilators. People are going to die, and it's your fault, Mr. President, because you're a racist. The president said, okay, Cuomo, here's 10,000 ventilators. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And the president cranked out ventilators like they're going out of style. He doesn't believe in ventilators. He has to simply, he's a counterpuncher. When the left takes strikes a blow at him, he comes back with a counterpunch that leaves them on the canvas. And it's the same with the vaccines. The same with the testing thing. Donald Trump, I think, is probably being tested twice a day. But it's with a test that takes 5 minutes to give you your return, to give you your result, which was created only because of Donald Trump was in there. The man who makes things, the man who builds things, the American, the creator, the genius, not the political puke that we've had to live with our whole lives, who tell us, no, I'm going to close your store, I'm going to close your business. Now, by the way, when you say, you know, not you, but others say, well, he can fire these people. Can the president really fire all 50 governors? No, of course not. So if the governor puke of New York, Cuomo, the governor puke of California, and the puke governor of Illinois lock down their economies, the president can't fire them. And he can countermand them to a certain extent, and he's doing that. He can support the protesters, like all of us on this radio show, all of us, protesters. We want the damn lockdown stopped now. And guess who supports us right now? Donald John Trump. He supports us big time. Now, let me go to his Twitter account, and I'll document this. It's there every day. He does not let us down. And I'll give you an example here. Here's a tweet from the president 30 minutes ago. Listen to this. Does this sound like your enemy? Does this sound like a friend of Bill Gates? Hard to believe, he says. Well, first, he's answering a tweet from Charlie Kirk. Who's Charlie Kirk? He's the creator and head president of Turning Point USA, which is a right-wing Donald Trump-supporting activist organization that has chapters on 1,500 college and high school campuses. That's right. And Charlie Kirk says presidential job approval after 1,200 days in office, according to Gallup, which is, you know, they're not our friends. George Bush had 46% support at this point. Barack Obama, 47%. Donald Trump, 49%. Hang on, let me talk. Donald Trump, 49%. And then Charlie Kirk says, imagine how much higher it would be if the media reported fairly and honestly on his administration, of course, which they will not do. But then the president comments. He's retweeting Charlie Kirk. And here's the president's comment. Hard to believe, considering the lamestream media is totally corrupt. The people understand. Now, he just, in two sentences, the president said it all right there. What president, what national leader, Dan, have you ever heard call the media the lamestream media, the corrupt media, the fake news media, a term the president coined? And what president has ever called the media the enemy of the people? Can you think of any political figure in your life, Dan, who said that?
Well, all I can say, James, is I hope I don't have to call you back in 3 or 4 or 5, 6 months and say, see, I told you so.
I hope you will. Dan, if I'm wrong, I want you to call me back and say, I told you so. But I am right, as confident as I'm sitting here, I know that you won't. Because Donald Trump is the real deal. I'm going to give some more evidence. He just said, remember,
James,
he is our great.
Run, so okay. I'll listen on air.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Thank you. And I don't mean to be exercised or red in the face with Larry or Dan or anybody else. Don't cross a Texan. even if you're as far away as North Dakota, which is a place, by the way, very much like Texas. Maybe even more like Texas than Texas itself, possibly. Anyway, a lot of Texans up here, including oil men. We're right behind you, Texas. We're cranking out almost 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. Whew! In a state with only 700,000 people, which is less than you have in the suburbs of Dallas. Here's the president. Let me give you some more treats. Just gosh. And his new press secretary, Kelly McEnany. What a winner. What a, you talk about people he surrounded himself with. She is wonderful. And Kaylee is her name. And the president is sticking by her. She's wonderful. She's married to a guy who hates Donald Trump, if I'm remembering this correctly. And the president issued this great tweet like last week. He said, because her husband, I think his name is Conway, he's a never Trumper. He's a Trump hater. She's married to him. Okay. But she loves Donald Trump and she's a patriot. You know, these things happen. I don't, you know, usually couples agree, but hey, you know, you everybody has in their experience, you know, somebody who has this day and night disagreement in a couple. So Kaylee McEnany, the president said, what did Kaylee do? I think it's her husband's name is George. What did Kaylee do to George? It must have been pretty bad. Anyway, he's supporting her, and she is wonderful. And you've seen her just deck the press. You thought Sarah Huckabee Sanders was good, and boy, she was good, and she still is good. But Kaylee McEnany, I think she's the best yet. Not better than Sanders, but I mean, she's just, McEnany is a firecracker. Don't cross a Texan, don't cross a McEnany either. Here's the president. 1 hour ago, he tweets this to all of us, to 79.9 million of us. He says, fake. Oh, he's retweeting Kaylee McEnany. Here's her tweet, retweeted by the president. This is the bulletin board where he's sending us the messages that we need. She says, the top of the New York Times website currently reads like a Joe Biden press release. This isn't journalism. These are DNC talking points. Okay, very good. Then the president makes this comment. Fake journalism, so bad for our country. Just wonderful. Just wonderful. Here's another tweet. 2 hours ago. I'm not having to dredge these up from like a year ago, 2 years ago. You know, it's the president comes out with this stuff every few minutes. Every few minutes, he comes out with another gem. Another better than anything we've ever seen in our whole lives. Here's one that came out 2 hours ago. The Obama administration is turning out to be one of the most corrupt and incompetent in U.S. history. Remember, he and Sleepy Joe are the reasons I am in the White House. Whoo, ha, ha, whoo, ha, man. He says, here's the previous tweet 2 hours ago. He talks about Ilhan Omar, the Somalian Muslim communist who married her brother to cheat her way into the U.S. And get immigrant status. He says Omar is a corrupt disaster. Now, do you know of anybody else, even any U.S. senator or even a congressman, who will say Omar is a corrupt disaster? Even I don't know. I'm trying to think of anybody who said something that strong about that lady who is a disaster. The president just says it. He says, he retweets Tucker Carlson's website, The Daily Caller. And the president retweets this. Health Secretary Azar says America must, emphasized, reopen. It's not health versus the economy. It's actually health versus health. Beautiful. So that, to back up earlier callers wondering whether the president is, you know, signing, is on board with a lockdown. No, he isn't. No, he isn't. There's an example. The president retweeted that 4 hours ago, or even more recently than that. When they get into retweeting, it's hard to figure out who tweeted what when. Then here's another one. Okay, here's a picture, beautiful picture of a whole bunch of Florida intracoastal waterway boaters. Hundreds and hundreds of them in a procession that's going for miles. It's more boats than you've ever seen. And it's us, it's patriots in their boats. big boats, little boats, float boats, pontoon boats, jet skis, and they're in a giant procession saying, to hell with the lockdown. I'm in my boat. Get out of my way. And here's what the president says. He retweets this picture and he says, thank you very much to our beautiful boaters. I will never let you down. It's right there, folks. He's saying it to you. Do you think a left-wing president who was on board with Bill Gates would put that tweet out of us in our boats by the hundreds, telling the lockdowners to go to hell? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, we're back, folks. Big John. And our Republic Broadcasting engineer sent me a great thought, brilliant insight by the engineer, and the smartest people at RBN are the engineers. He says the CDC and Clinton Foundation had plans to send their people out to people's homes okay, with whatever they were going to do, vaccines, et cetera, contact tracing, right? Trump overturned that by having the military under his control do any home distributions of therapeutics, et cetera. Brilliant. Brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? Well, for the same reason I'm not president. Donald Trump thought of that, and it's a damn good idea. Our military is patriotic. As I say, except at the general staff level. We've got problems up there. But there are some patriots in there, like Mike Flynn. We've got more callers here. We got Dave in New York and Fred in Michigan. Dave, are you there in New York?
Hello, yes. Yes, I heard a previous caller talk about Rockefellers. He mentioned the Ludlow Massacre, where they killed a bunch of their workers who didn't do what they want to say, I guess. And they got a very bad name from that. And then they went on to do all kinds of other things. Well, there's an article on RBN about the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation paper published in 2010 predicted how a pandemic can be used as an excuse to establish global authoritarian power.
Wow.
And down in the article, it talks about lockstep. So this is the Rockefeller Foundation. Now we have Newt Witkowski. He was at the Rockefeller University, which is part under the Rockefeller Foundation. I would be very suspect of this guy. I heard him speaking on Dell Big Tree. Everything he said sounded really good and intelligent until he got to the last question. Dell Big Tree asked him this: would you take the vaccine? He said, I take vaccines frequently, and I would take this one. So
yes. Okay.
Very suspect. But the guy is very suspect.
Well, but hang on. Hang on. There's
and
a
recall,
reason.
You... I'm just one more thing to say, and I'll be off.
Yeah. Okay.
If the AI, artificial intelligence, is control of all of this media, all of these activities that are occurring here on Earth, people are resultingly very confused, and they're winning a multidimensional, 15-dimension chess game against us, and thus that's why we're confused. That's my suggestion.
Good point. Very good point, Dave. And let me just answer that last thought. There's a reason YouTube deleted Dr. Newt Witkowski. And there's a reason they hate everything he says, and there's a reason that everything he says is right. Now, when he says, I've taken vaccines frequently, and I would take this one, okay, that doesn't throw him out of the game. He's an epidemiologist, and, you know, in his field of epidemiology, you know, you're not going to find too many epidemiologists who say, I never would take a vaccine. That's something that you and I can say, Dave, and do.
But, he's at the end of his career. He could say anything.
Right? Well, that would be nice.
I think he's trying to get followers to follow him into the trap.
Well, but
whether he
okay,
knows
but
it or not.
You got it. When a guy's on your side, please let him be on your side. He's on your side, Dave.
He may not.
All right,
be.
We're running out of time. We're out of time, Dave. You call back tomorrow. Fred in Michigan, we'll take your call too on another show. We'll see you all in our Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us, folks.
Don't stop believing. Oh, stay light, people. Don't stop believing.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.